U.S. support for Afghan warlords is being criticized as undermining a post-Taliban Afghanistan. A report released yesterday charges widespread abuses by officials under the control of Western Afghan warlord Ismail Khan. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The Western Afghan region around Herat is considered perhaps the most stable part of war-ravaged Afghanistan. That's largely because everything, from customs taxes to fertilizer and law enforcement, is tightly controlled by Governor Ismail Khan, a charismatic and strong-willed warlord. Human Rights Watch analyst John Sifton charges in a new 51-page report, based on more than 100 local interviews, that the stability Ismail Khan brings comes at a big price.
He's basically a tyrant. His intelligence troops and his police troops regularly torture detainees. They use electric shock torture, whips, to coerce confessions, or just to punish people. And so throughout the province, people are terrified of Ismail Khan.
On paper, anyway, Khan is loyal to the fledgling U.S.-backed central government of President Hamid Karzai and is a friend of the U.S.'s ongoing military campaign. But in reality, critics say, Ismail Khan answers only to Ismail Khan. The report says Herat has remained much as it was under the Taliban, a closed society in which there is no dissent and no respect for the rule of law, end quote. Khan is an ethnic Tajik, and Human Rights Watch's Sifton says Khan's henchmen pay special attention to members of the ethnic Pashtun tribes, a local minority in Herat.
Some of the supporters for the former king of Afghanistan, they tried to organize, and they were taken and tortured. The conventional wisdom is that Afghanistan is okay, that Afghanistan has been liberated. Part of what these findings that we've released show is that that's not the case and that there has to be a bigger policy shift now to address these problems.
That bigger policy shift, he argues, includes the U.S. military's strategy of using regional warlords and their proxy militias throughout the country to bolster stability in the provinces and to help hunt down remnant Taliban and Al-Qaeda forces. In reality, one critic said, the U.S. policy toward warlords is like Harry Truman's realpolitik view of Central American dictator Anastasio Somoza when the president quipped, he's a bastard, but he's our bastard. Leonard Rubenstein, director of Physicians for Human Rights, says the report highlights the need for a change in Pentagon doctrine so all U.S. allied forces comply with the laws of land warfare.
The Defense Department has made serious efforts to make sure that U.S. troops comply with the laws of war, particularly protection of civilians and prisoners. But it has very much resisted any responsibility for assuring that its allied forces in countries like Afghanistan comply with those provisions. If you're going to quote Harry Truman, it's really about the buck stopping at the Pentagon, that they can't pass it to the warlords themselves.
A spokesman for U.S. Central Command, which runs the Afghan war, declined to comment on the Human Rights Watch report. But in an interview with NPR News in late August, the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, Lieutenant General Dan McNeil, defended the military's working relationship with warlords such as Khan.
He's a regional leader, and frankly, I get out often to meet with all these regional leaders. I have met with many of the generals who are part of the central government. They're legitimate players.
To lessen abuses of warlords such as Ismail Khan, Human Rights Watch calls for improved police training, judicial reform, better UN human rights monitoring, and expansion of international peacekeepers. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.